Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
You're listening, of course, to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason, and with the numbers as they're trading in Chicago from the CME Group this morning. The nearby soft red winter wheat March contract at $6.04¾ is currently down a penny and a quarter for the day. March corn at $4.26¾, up a half. The May at $4.35, a half higher. And July at $4.42, up a quarter. December of next year at $4.54¾, up a quarter of a cent as well. January beans at $13.23¼, 4½ higher. The March at $13.08, up 2 cents. And the May at $12.94, 3½ higher. July at $12.83, up 4¼. November beans of next year at $11.51½ are now unchanged for the day. Bean meal futures at $4.42.80, up $1.80. And the bean oil at $38.84. And finished or currently trading down 3 cents. Live cattle futures at $133.35, up 65 cents 100 pounds. The January feeders at $167.25 or 65 higher, and lean hogs are now trading at $85.67½. They're up 37½ at this time. A couple of items to remind you of as we head into the 2014 year. In the next couple of weeks, I'll be back out on the road again, this time with the Corn and Soybean Classic Series. You can find out more by searching Corn and Soybean Classic and Illinois.edu. That's the crop scientist on the road with their information from the University of Illinois College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences and U of I Extension. We'll be out for about 6 days across the state of Illinois if you want to attend. Certainly, walk-ins are welcome. More information on our website. Just look under our schedule, and you'll find the Corn and Soybean Classic Series at willag.org. While you're there, you'll also find our Voices of Illinois Agriculture event. That's January 24th. Our annual fundraiser, this is the second time around, should be a really great program. And the president of the University of Illinois, Bob Easter, will join us. The evening of January 24th, we'll be in Bevier Hall at the Spice Box. And on the 10th, 11th, and 12th of March, our second Follow the Corn bus trip. This time around, we're going to John Deere in Moline, Illinois, to watch the combines being made, and in Waterloo, Iowa, to watch the tractors there being made by John Deere. Follow the Corn. You can find all those things on our website at willag.org. Now, let's follow what's been happening in Chicago at the CME Group. On the phone line with us is Chuck Shelby. He's at Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning to you, Chuck.
To you, Todd.
Well, let's talk about this marketplace just a bit and what your considerations for the 2014 year might be. Let's start with both the old and old crop corn and soybeans and what you think producers ought to be doing with what's left yet to price.
Well, the basis has been improving in the east here, and that's a positive. We've seen farmers be pretty tight holders. They just got done with harvest, so they're not in the mood with where the price was to let things go. So, you know, one of the positives is, as we go forward, they're going to try to bid that out of farmers' hands. Some in the trade believe a lot of farmers will dump the crop after the first of the year for whatever reason. I guess in our mindset, we don't think that necessarily is true. But I think we got to be realistic as producers that, you know, we got more corn this year than we had last year. You know, we saw some good exports today. We need that to continue. So kind of our goal is here as we move forward, if you've been waiting because you want to sell into next year, as we look forward, 450 area on March corn futures, or a cash market. I know in Indiana there's some markets that are given 440 area for cash for into next year. Those are kind of our goals, 440 to 450 cash.
Are your expectations, and this one surprised me a bit, because most had not talked about the basis holding strong going into the end of the year and certainly after the first of the year, but it appears basis for corn is really strengthening quite nicely. Is your expectation for it to stay that way as we make our way past January 1st?
Well, what we've seen is, again, end users, and obviously ethanol has been pretty profitable, so they're pretty aggressive bidders. But I think it just boiled down to the bend or shutting rally, which hasn't occurred so much in the futures, but comes back to that basis. So I think the answer is farmers, again, are pretty tight holders. But there's a point there where we got to, as producers, be realistic. And as we go into January, depending upon how quickly guys let it go, and different locations, different end users have got their needs covered, they'll drop their basis back, but if they don't have it covered, they're going to be aggressive. So farmers need to watch different locations, Todd, I think is a key, something that, you know, has paid off in the last few years, finding where the best bid is.
Does 450 December corn pique your interest for new crop sales at all?
We're more looking at something in the towards 475 range. We have some guys that put some hedges on at 460, but I think looking forward, that market is fairly well supported throughout the winter here until we know the crop insurance, you know, what that's going to be. And then we may see some index fund rebalancing might help the futures market at the first of the year. So we're on alert to start sales. Definitely would be pretty aggressive at 475 based off the DEES. Some of your deferreds, if you have bins, that's going to get you, you know, into the 490 area, you know, on the deferred, you know, July corn. We'd be sellers back there if you got bins.
You have a trading range, and are you thinking sideways, without any surprises, of course, January 10th from USDA, for how long?
I think we're going to be in a trading range pretty much through the crop insurance time window, barring no, again, surprises or no South American weather. I think the market's supported by the demand, but I think on the other hand, again, we got more than we had in the last several years, and certainly if South America comes online, it's going to kind of be a lid on the market as far as where we can go. So that's a sideways trading range. As producers, I guess we got to deal with that and look to try to take advantage of it, knowing that breaking out either way is kind of the wild card at this point in time, but eventually the market will have to make up its mind, you know, go higher or go out to the lower side of the range.
Does the sharp discount to the November beans bother you at all?
Well, it's the bull spreads are working. The demand is up front. I think there's a lot of anticipation, again, that farmers are going to move acres over to beans away from corn. Again, one of those situations where we'd like to take advantage of 1170 in November beans has been a tough wall to get through. If the old crop beans can continue to push higher, we might drag through there and get closer to $11.90 to $12, best case scenario in the futures to, you know, maybe price some new crop. But I think it's just a function of a bull market spread and a function of probably going to be more bean acres next year.
Cattle futures look pretty positive still.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, the surprising thing about cattle would be that we've been able to find consumers willing to pay the price for high-priced beef. There's no doubt about it that it's high-priced. Numbers are very tight. Something else that might help the cattle market in the long run would be the hogs. Had a big break, but that PED disease is certainly going to impact the number of hogs that are come to market in the spring and summer. So another positive for cattle out there and a positive for hogs as we look forward into 2014.
Any idea about the hogs and pigs report due out this afternoon?
I think the key there is to see, you know, I don't know if the impact of the disease from PED is going to show up there. But from the producers we talk to around the country, it really is a factor, and there's going to be some smaller numbers going forward, Todd. I just don't know if this report will reflect that.
Thank you so much, Chuck.
Thank you, Todd.
That's Chuck Shelby. He's with Risk Management Commodities out of Lafayette, Indiana. Joins us here on the mid-morning market report from WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. We're coming up on the top of the hour. It'll be 10 o'clock Central Time. Here's what the weather forecast looks like for today. Sunny skies and a high of 41 degrees, says the National Weather Service, with a southwest wind at 7 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 29. A southwest wind at 10 to 13. Saturday, sunny skies and 49. Saturday night, partly cloudy and 31. And then Sunday, we'll have a change. A 40% chance of snow showers. Mostly cloudy, a high of 34. West-southwest winds during the day at 9 to 18 miles an hour. They'll turn in the afternoon to the northwest, gusting all the way to 26. And that turn will bring along with it much, much colder air. And we'll have a mostly cloudy evening Sunday night with a low of just 7 degrees and go to only 14 by the time we get to sunny skies on Monday. Those clear skies will turn partly cloudy Monday evening with a low of 5 and Tuesday partly sunny with a high of 19 degrees. More on the agricultural information as we make our way through this day here on AM 580. Don't forget to join us on the closing market report. That comes up at 6 after the hour of 2 o'clock. A quick look at the outside markets shows crude oil is now trading at $100.31. That's up 76 cents, and gasoline at $2.83 and a tenth, up a penny and the tenth. I'm Todd Gleason.